Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Chav Beis. Daf Chav Gimel, we will begin on Daf Chav Beis of a Beis. 10 lines from the bottom, the words of Ari Arla. Our Gemara continues as it has been discussing over the last shiurim, that according to Ravua, whatever the Torah uses the words like Seichlu, in any form of that word, the Torah is coming to teach us that we may not have Hanoah from that subject. The Gemara has been teaching us that according to Chizkiyah, whenever the Torah used the word leisaychelu, Torah means to say, don't have hanah that ultimately could bring you to eat this product. So now the Torah asks, now the Gemara asks, again, can these rules really be established as being the halacha, as the way we understand Pesukim? As for very arla, we know there's an issa arla, that any tree that's planted for the first 3 years, the fruit that grows for the first 3 years may not be eaten. Rechmam Amma, the Torah says, regarding Arla, Arelam lo yeichel. B'tanya, and the Brisa says, Arelam lo yeichel, en li elis achila. It only comes to teach us that we may not eat it. Menayan af lo yehenem imenu. How do we know that we may not even have a no from Arla? Shla yitzba ba, we may not use it to dye clothing. Shla yadlik ba, we may not use it to light a fire, shlayalik basaner, we may not use it to light a candle, tamaloymer, veratam arosim, arelim layechel, rabbis is kula. The Torah is teaching us that all these types of hanor are osur by orla. But the point is, tam the kosts of araltem, arosu arelim. Because the Torah so many times used the word araltem in its different forms, that's why we know that not only is the Isra Achila, but there's Isra Hana as well. Halav Hachi. Had the Torah not singled that out, Havamina, we would then perhaps think, this Achila Mashma, that there's an Isra Achila on Arla, Isra Hana Le Mashma, but there is no Isra Hana. But we're saying that if the Torah uses the words Le Seichel, certainly according to Rav Avua, Le Seichel, according to Chizkiyah, it's Isra Hana. Why do we have to separate it? So Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara single out that we may not use Arla as a dye? Once we know that Hanah is also from Arla, so certainly we can't use it for a dye. So Tosfos answers that if we only had an Isser, that pasuk to teach us Isser Hanah, we would think that dyeing something without Arla, since it's only just a color, is not considered Hanah. That's why the Gemara singles out that even the Hanah of using Arla fruit for a dye is Asur. In fact, the Ran holds that normally when something is Asur by Hanah, that doesn't include an Isser to use it as a dye for the reason that we just gave, because it's not really considered something significant. Arla is a Chiddush that it may not be used even as a dye. Tosfos Rid disagrees. He says that of course using something for a dye is as osur in any such as certainly osur. The chiddush is that if somebody used orla fruit to dye a garment, the halacha is that you're not allowed to even wear the garment. We shouldn't say that that's not relevant to the garment itself. He says the Gemara is singling out dyeing to teach us that if you dyed a garment with arla fruit, you may not wear that garment. Tosfos also goes on to ask, why do we have to have a special limud that you may not use arla to light a fire? So Tosfos answers that we would think that since it's getting consumed as it is being burnt, therefore it should not be considered osur. Especially, he points out, since the halacha is that arla is meant to be burned, so I'm burning it. So maybe I would think it's mutter to burn it for my own needs. That's what the chiddush is, that we may not. Rabbi Tam writes that even the halach is we're talking about oil, which was used for eating. So I would think that eating oil, or arla eating oil, can be used for fire. As we're going to be learning the sugyas of Shloi Kedar Chano, that should be considered that I'm not really using it in the normal way. The chiddush is that even that fire may not be used. Since is the Gemara. So, but the way of Rav Avuah, Chizkiya learned, this whole extra limud, that all is osba na, why is it necessary? Answers the Gemara, Lo'ilam, Lo'yoch l'mashma, Beinus achila, Beinus ana. Certainly when the Torah uses that type of wording, both Issa achila and Issa ana are included. For Shani Hassam, the Torah, by all it's different. The Ksiv, Lochem, the Torah says the word Lochem. So that Lochem, I would think, comes to teach us that we may have ana. Itzrich, that you may have a no from the Arla. That's why Kamash Malan, that it's awesome. Ask the Gemara, so now that we have all these psukim that teach us that Arla is indeed Asaba no, so Lachem, that we thought was coming to teach us that Arla is Mutabah no, Lomali, what do we do with it? Answers the Gemara, Lachetanya. Lachem, the rabbis, Hanatua, Larabim. We have a tree that's planted in the road where many people pass by, that the halacha is that even on such a tree, which is not your private tree, the halacha is there's an issa arl on it. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Lahaitzi anatu l'rabim, that a tree that's planted in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim actually is not subject to Hilchus Arla. So the Machlokes Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. Rashi says that the Gemara is like we just learned, that the Gemara is talking about a tree that's planted in the middle of the road. The purpose of the tree is to provide shade for the people that are traveling in the road. And Rabbi Yehuda have a disagreement if such a tree is subject to Hirchus Arla. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says that everybody would hold that such a tree is exempt from Hirchus Arla. Rather, explains Tosus, that he was speaking about a tree that's in the Rishus HaYochid, but it wasn't planted in the Rishus HaYochid for the Yochid, it was planted in the Rishus HaYochid L'tzayuch Rabim. That's where we have Machlaikis, the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yehuda. Beis Yosef says, what's going to be the halacha if it was planted in Rishus HaRabim, but it was planted in Rishus HaRabim, the Tzarech HaYochid. So he says that the Rosh says that such a tree would be Chayiv in Arla. The Bach says, somebody who plants a tree in Rishus HaRabim, the Tzarech HaRabim, certainly someone plants a tree in Rishus HaRabim for himself is Chayiv. If he plants it in Rishus HaRabim, L'Rabim, he's also Chayiv in Arla. He says you can't, if you say that it is a, that if you're planting a tree under any circumstances, you're going to be Chayiv, there's no way to separate. And that's why he agrees with Rashi. The Rambam, even though the Halach of Arla doesn't only apply in Eretz Yisrael, applies in Chutz Laretz as well, but the Rambam says that this halacha that we're learning now only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. He says, and the Bach explains, because the word lochem that we're learning from speaks only about all of Eretz Yisrael, not about all of Chutz Laretz. The Tzlach has a different way of understanding the Rambam. He says there's a fundamental nafkamina halacha between Orla in Eretz Yisrael versus Arla and Chutz Laretz, that kol hamekel ba'arla, that whoever is mekel and arla, the klal is halacha k'mayis b'chutz laretz. That if we have a machloikus in arla, if we have a machloikus in hilchus arla, we're more lenient. We take the more lenient approach in chutz laretz, and we take the more strict approach in Eretz Yisrael. It's a safek d'raisa l'chumra. So he explains that's why, since we have the opinion of the Rabbanon who are lenient, the opinion of Yehuda that is lenient, that's why the Rambam was lenient with this question in Chutz Laretz. Ask the Gemara, my tam Tanakama, why did the Tanakama use the word Lochem to teach us that a Ilan HaNatua L'Rabim is Asur? Answers the Gemara, the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, when it introduces the din of Arla, Natatim, L'Yachad Mashma, Natatim, individuals plant trees. L'rabim lo'y mashma, but planting it for the rabim is not included. Kas rachmana lachem. That's why the Torah had to write the word lachem. L'havias natu l'rabim. That even a tree that's planted l'rabim has a din of arla. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He holds v'natatim masher ben l'rabim ben l'yachid. It makes no difference if it was planted for the rabim and for the yachid. Then the Torah used the word lachem. Also means bein yochid and bein rabim mashma, no matter what was the purpose or where the tree is. Haray, so we have here a situation of a ribuy ach ribuy, a double ribuy. And the klal, he says, b'chol ha-Torah kula is, that ein ribuy ach ribuy, if the Torah writes one ribuy after another ribuy, the purpose of the Torah doing so is el alamat, to come to deduct and say that here is the halacha, nowhere else is that the halacha. Rashi says that the Gemara says in the Tatim, according to Rabbanon, l'yochid mashma, l'rabim loy mashma. And Rashi explains that when the Torah says in the Tatim, it's speaking about the normal fashion. And the normal fashion is that the yechidim, individuals, planted, not the rabbim. The Torah used the Lashon rabbim, as Rabbi Yehuda pointed out. The Torah used the word v'natatem. So v'natatem means we're speaking to every individual who makes up all of Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Chanan helping to understand what Rashi says, and I think what Rabbi Chanan is saying is that at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of natatem, that natatem represents a Lashon Rabbim, is a much simpler way of understanding the natatem. Why Rashi has to sort of push a new pshat? Why did Rashi do it? So he says that there's a klal, there's a rule, that the Torah only speaks about situations where that's the common situation. That's going to be, says Rabbi Chanan, a very big part of our coming shir, when the Torah speaks about derech, that you only chai b'derech achila, not loy b'kedarkoi, latsh loy kedarkoi. So even though following this, the pshat that Rashi offers, involves trying to, so to speak, push into the pasuk, the Gemara says the halach, we have to follow that approach. We have no other option but to follow that approach because we want that the Torah should be speaking about the normal situation. The Rishash asks, Rabbi Yehuda says, v'netatem, mashma bein l'rabim bein l'yochid, l'chem means bein yochid bein rabim. So the Rishash points out, the first the Gemara says, when the Gemara says the word natatem, it said bein l'rabim bein l'yochid. When the Torah uses the words l'chem, it says bein yochid bein rabim. Why does the Torah first speak about the rabim, then the yochid, and then the yochid, then the rabim? So Mefarshim answers along the lines that we just explained. We always try to explain the pasuk in the simpler explanation. The tatem leads us to mean yochid more than the rabbin. Rabbi Yehuda, like the Rabbanan just said, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, that I could say v'natatem means rabbin as well. So that's why the Gemara said yochid and then rabbin. And then that's why the Gemara said rabbin then yochid to tell us the bigger chiddush. Lechem certainly means rabbin more than yochid, and therefore since it means rabbin more than yochid, we say the bigger chiddush ben yochid first. Here the Gemara says, that according to Yehuda, the way to understand the pasuk is that it's a ribuy achar ribuy, then ribuy achar ribuy elamat. Tosfos in Masechta Baba Kama, that pei vav of mebeis, the very maskel v'ein, asks on this rule that we're just learning of ein ribuy achar ribuy elamat. So why did the Torah write the first ribuy? Don't write the first ribuy, and we won't need the second ribuy to be mamat. Answers so Tosfos in Masechta Yuma, Daf Samach Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskel Trei, gives a very nice teretz. If I wouldn't have this, I would think that maybe I would maybe come up with a different drosha or a different kal v'chomer to come up with a different conclusion. So that's why the Torah had to write a ribuy achar ribuy to teach us that the correct conclusion, the correct halacha, is the way the Mir teaches us. Ask the Gemara, again, on Rabbi Avuah's Pshat. Rei Truma. When we speak about Truma, the Rachman Amda, the Torah says, V'chazal ha-yechel kodesh. No Yisrael may eat Truma. V'tanan, ma'avin l'nozer b'yayin. We learned the Masechta Erevin, that we could use wine, even though a Nazir can't drink wine. We could use wine for a Nazir, and Yisrael b'Truma. And as we explained in Masechta Erevin, this is talking about an Erev Tchumim, and the halacha is that a Nazir can be shoyl on his naziris, and therefore technically be allowed to drink wine. And the same thing is that a Yisrael could be shoyl, he could annul the truma that he designated, because that, as we explained when we learned with Sechta Erevin, the designation of certain produce as truma is really a form of a neder. Therefore, these foods will now be will be mutter to these individuals. The wine then will be mutter to the nazir. The truma will then be mutter to the Yisrael, and therefore that's enough to make them qualify to be used for an Erev. So Rekiva Eger asks that even if we're going to say that we could be that the Yisrael who's using Truma could be shoyl in it, but what will be Tevel again? And we're not allowed to eat Tevel. So again, it's still a food that I'm not allowed to eat. So Rekiva Eger explains that the halacha is ein shvus b'bein hashmashes. The removal of truma, the removing of truma for tevel is only in issur d'rabbanan, and we learned extensively in Masechta Erevin that if that's the only issue that's preventing, if an issur d'rabbanan is the only issue that's preventing the erev from being a valid erev, we don't disqualify the erev for that point. Tosfos says the way to understand our Gemara, much simpler, is that although the Nazir may not drink this wine, although the Yisrael may not eat this Truma, but there are other individuals who may drink wine. There are Kohanim who may eat the Truma, and that's enough to make the Erev a kosher Erev. Tosfos goes on to discuss, we learned in Masechta Erev in another concept, this halacha that we may make an Erev Tchumim to walk in that direction is only for Dvar Mitzvah or even for Dvar Rishus. So Tosfos wants to suggest that if we hold that Eima Arvin L'Dvar Mitzvah, maybe then there's no problem. Because if Eima Arvin L'Dvar Mitzvah, and we know that Mitzvah Slav L'Henes Netnu, so I'm not having Hanor from the Erev. So Tosfos says that so then the entire discussion wouldn't begin. So Achiezer says that means that we're going to have to say that our Gemara is only going according to the Mada Omer, that we can make an Erev even for Dvar Rishus. So therefore Achiezer disagrees. And Achiezer explains that if the halacha indeed would be that Truma is also b'hanah, you could not use a Truma for an Erev. Because if it's also b'hanah, and we've spoken about this concept when we've spoken about chametz as well, that means the food doesn't belong to you. You cannot use food that doesn't belong to you for an Erev. So if we see that truma can be used as an Erev, says the Achiezer, so it's a raya that it's not asma hanah, even though the Torah used the word lo yachal. Answers the Gemara, Amar Papa, why is truma muta b'hanah? Shani Hassan Dhamma Kra Trumaschem Shalchem Tehei. Ask the Gemara Vidach, according to Chizkia, who doesn't say when the Torah uses the words Lo Yachal, it means that it's also Bahano. So why do I need the word Trumaschem? Answers the Gemara, Trumaschem the Kol Yisrael Kama. He says that Trumaschem is not to be understood to teach us any special halacha. But Trumaschem is coming to teach us that's the way that Torah writes the word. The Torah writes the word Trumaschem, it means each and every Jew. So as a machlokes rishonim, when we're saying now that Truma is mutter b'hanah, what type of hanah is mutter? Tosfos' opinion is that only a hanah that doesn't cause that the Truma should no longer be here. That means if you're going to serve Truma to an animal, or you're going to use it for fuel or for fire, Their halacha would be that it's also about, that's also. When we're speaking about truma being mutter, it only is a type of hanah that doesn't cause that the truma should be destroyed. The Rash, however, holds the midaraisa, all types of hanah are mutter from truma. The only thing they says that the only hanah that's clearly usur is to feed your animal truma. That the Torah specifically says you can't use food truma to feed your animal. But he says midrabaron, every type of hanah is hanah midrabaron, a hanah of kilui is usur by truma. Ask the Gemara very nazar, the halacha that a nazar can't eat grapes or any grape products. The Rachmana Omar, the Torah says mechatzan v'azag layachol. So he's not, and yet the Mishnah says Masechta Ervin ma'avil nazar b'yayin. I yayin is also b'hanah for nazar. A mazutra shani hasam to come across nizroi. The Torah, by using the word nizroi, says that even though we're prohibiting you from consuming grape and grape products in any form, shalai yehei, it's still, you may still have hanah from it. Rashi Yama, different Torahs. Kodesh Yeh, the Torah speaks about, when it speaks about the Nazir, Kodesh Yeh, Gadol Per, Ser Ar Roshoi, to teach us Gedulei Kodesh, that only his hair is Kodesh, Vein Davach Kodesh, but not the grape. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Midi Vein Davach Ksiv, how do we use that Pasuk to teach us that only grape products are Asar? That only red hair is also. Says the Maral Mechvata Kedushin Makara, the previous teretz must be the right teretz. So Rabbi Ramshuk asks, there's a pasuk in the Gemara, it says the Gemara, in order to prove that all grape products, at least in the Havamina, are also to a nazar even by a noah, quoted the pasuk of Mechatzan Vatzag Lo Yoichel. He asks that there's a different pasuk by a nazar. The pasuk says "Va'novim malachim va'yiveshim lo yachol." So why didn't which comes before this pasuk? So why didn't the Gemara quote that pasuk? So he answers: the Gemara always quotes the pasuk, which is the stronger question. That, as we learned before, that something which cannot be eaten kedarkoi, then everybody agrees when the Torah says lo yachol, it means isra hanah. So chatzanim va'azagim aren't something that could be eaten. So according to Chizkiya, they should be also bahano. And therefore, the question isn't only according to Bavur, the question is even according to Chizkiya. Asr and Varei Chodesh, we know that all Tvur that takes root after Pesach is also to be eaten until next year Pesach. Rechmona Omer, the Torah, when it speaks about the Issa Chodesh, says, Lach v'kali v'karmel, v'soichlu ad hayoyim hazeh. V'tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Menachos Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us, Koitzel Shachas, you're allowed to cut Chodosh to give to your animal to eat. That's not considered that you're cutting the new grain. Or Machel, from this grain that you didn't cut in the normal fashion, Lebehema, you may serve it to your animal, because that's only in Issa Hanah. But here the Torah says Leisaychlu. And according to Bavua, wherever the Torah uses the word Leisaychlu, it means in Issa Hanah. Answers the Gemara, Amar B'Shmaya, Shani Hasam, the Amakra, K'tzirchem. The Torah, by using the word K'tzirchem, is teaching us, Shalchem Yehei, it remains yours for your own private use. Vidach. So we have a Kasha, according to Bavua, and now we have a Teretz that the Torah, by saying K'tzirchem, is specifically telling us that you're allowed to use the grain for your Hanor. But according to Chizkiya, the Loisoichel doesn't automatically include Issa Hanah. Why do we need the Ketzirchem? Answers the Gemara, Ketzirchem L'cho Yisrael Mashma. It means that all Jews, as we said, that's the way the Torah writes its words. Ask the Gemara, Reshmarotzim. When we speak about Shrotzim, Rechmana Oma, Sheketzu Lo Yoichel. Tnan, the Mishnah teaches us in Masech the Shviyas, Tzayde Chaya V'Oifis, V'Dogim, Shnizdam Lahem, Minim Tameim. People who are hunters, and as they're hunting, they find different types of living creatures that are tamei. They may be sold and get paid for it. Why is that not considered an issa hanah? Answers the Gemara Shani Hasam, Tamakra Lochem, Lochem Yehei. The Torah gives you permission tavano. Ask the Gemara if that's the case, yachi, that the Torah gives us permission to use it, so then the halacha ought to be a filah chatchila that you could sell these objects, you could sell these foods. But for that Mishnah teaches us that only if I found such a food and I have it now, I'm allowed to sell it. But not that I'm allowed to sell it chatchila. Answers the Gemara, shani hasan damakra yiu, bava yosin, that only that you're not allowed to, they remain osur. So that's why we're explaining the pasuk means that l'chatchila don't sell them, but if you have them, you may sell them. Ask the Gemara l'chiski l'amel l'machtav l'yoichel, that l'yoichel means that it's osbano. And then we have the pasuk l'chem, l'mishri, that it is mutbano. Ask the Gemara l'yoichtav rachmano l'yoichel, the Torah shouldn't have written it in a form of l'yoichel, which will indicate, as Chizkiya teaches us, that it's osmano, and then v'loibay lochem, and then we wouldn't need lochem to say that it's mutter. Answers the Gemara, Am lochizkiya tam didi namim ahachim. We've been learning for the last two shiurim that Chizkiya's whole basis, how he knows that when the Torah says lo yoichel, it means an issa hano. Where does Chizkiya know that from? Says the Gemara, this is where he knows it from. Because the Torah used the word lo yoichel by Shrotzim, and then the Torah says, from lo yoichel, I need to learn lochem, that it's not osu b'hano. It means that if not for lochem, we see from here that wherever the Torah uses the words lo yoichel, an issa hano is included. So here we learned that one may not sell shrotzim only if he has it b'di'evit. The question is, does this apply only to Shrotzim, or does it apply to every Dover Aser? So the Rishonim already say, that the Beis Yosef says, that any type of Dover Aser, this halacha become, this is the halacha. But the Shach says, that the Shach is not so lenient. So now the question is, this Iser, to send Dvarim Tameim, is it Issa Daraisa or Issa Darabonim? The Rashba says that it's only an Issa Darabonim. The Rabbonim made a gzeira that you can't sell them because you may come to eat them. The Taz doesn't understand the Rashba's approach. Al Gemar just quoted the pasuk of Yiyu, and Yiyu we said that it's Osir. So what is the Rashba going to do with the Yiyu? And because of that, the Taz says that the pasuk of Lechem teaches us that the mutbano, the pasuk of Yiyu says it's osu ba'ano, and the Chachamim were given the choice to decide when is it osu ba'ano and when is it mutbano. The Trumas Adeshin disagrees, and he says that there's no so according to the Taz's understanding of the Rashba, this din that b'di'ev that l'chatchila they may not be sold, that he agrees is a din d'oraisa. The Trumas Adeshin disagrees, and the Trumas Adeshin says that the entire din of doing schayra of with davar asur is only midrabanan, not midaraisa. This is a very big question. Is it limited? Is it limited to Shkotzim, or is it also Nevelis? Rabbi Kiveger has a very big discussion, and the Shalos Teshuvos Rabbi Kiveger, there's a very big discussion if this Isser, this is in Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Dalid, applies to all non-kosher food. So the Chavis Yor says that the Isser of selling Shkotzim is an Isser Daraisa. The Isser of selling Trefus and Nevelis is only an Isser Drabonim. And he explains, when we speak about Shkotzim, the actual Shkotzim are always Osir Bahano, are always Osir. And since they're always Osir, the Torah or Chazal, according to whatever opinion of Rishonim you follow, were much stricter. When we speak about Nevelis and Trefus, says the Chavis Yor, he says, the animal we're talking about is not a non-kosher animal. We're talking about an animal which is inherently kosher, but when you shechted it, it became an avela, or died through being killed versus being slaughtered. Or it's a trefa, it has a defect. And therefore, says the Chavos Yar, you can't compare nevelos and trefas to shkotzim remashim. Rabbi Kivega is very, the reason Rabbi Kivega has this question is that Rabbi Kivega is bothered how we could sell non-kosher meat. Because everybody who shechs meat, there's meat that we don't eat, the back half of the animal, there are animals that will be trefas and nevelos. But what I saw other Paiskim suggest is that meat is not usur. Because I slaughtered the meat because I want to eat meat with shechita. That's the only way you could eat meat. The fact that the animal turned out to be a treif and nevela, the fact that there's parts of the animal that we don't eat, doesn't make them usur b'hanor, because that's considered like a b'dievet situation. Ask the Gemara, v'rei chametz. The Torah clearly uses the words Loyachel Chametz, V'Tanya, and the Brice that we're going to learn Daf Chav Ches teaches us. Rabbi Yosef Glili Tama Al Atzmacha. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, How could you say Shechametz Osu Banor Kol Shiva, that one may not have a no from Chametz all 7 days of Pesach? The Torah only says that you're not allowed to eat Chametz. The Torah says Lo Yirah V'Lo Yimotza. But where does the Torah say that it's also b'hanor? So we see that Rabbi Yosef Glili is clearly of the opinion that chametz is not also b'hanor. Answers the Gemara Shani also da makra. The Torah says v'lo yirulocha asar shalcha yehi. According to Rabbi Yosef, the pasuk of yirulocha is the pasuk that teaches us, according to him, of course, that's not the way we paskin, that chametz is not also b'hanor. Rabbanan. What did Rabbanan do with that pasuk? The Rabbanan say that pasuk comes to teach us a halacha that we learned earlier in our Masechta. Shalcha atarah. You're not allowed to have your own chametz in your rishus. Avol atarah shalachayim shalgevoya. Chametz that belongs to Nachrim, chametz that belongs to Hegdish, you may have. Vidach. Rabbi Yosef Glili, who used alcha to tell us that you can't have anah from chametz, says trei lcha ksivi. The Torah says two times the words l'cha, to teach us both of these halacha. One is that a Yisrael is not over by Yirah, by Yimotza, on the chametz that belongs to an Akum, and the other a Hegdish, and one is to have a Noah from chametz. Vidach, the chametz who disagree with Rabbi Yosef Glili, what do they do with this? They hold the chametz is osu b'anoh. Chad is coming to teach us chametz nochri k'kvashto, a nachri that you have control over, the chad, the nachri shloike bashta, that you don't have control over, as we explained in the first parak. Vidach, so now Rabbi Yosef Glili, what will he say? He'll say that the Torah uses the word l'cha, tlos l'cha ksivi. The Torah uses the word l'cha three times. One for nachri shikibashta, one for nachri shloike bashta, and one to tell us that you're allowed to have anor from chametz. Vidach, and the other man, the Omer, says, Chad b'sar v'chad b'chametz. One time the Torah says, L'cha by sar, and one time it says it by chametz. V'tzrichi, and we need a separate limud for sar, which is sourdough, and we need a separate pasuk for chametz. Because if we would only have a pasuk by sar, I would say that only by sar there's no problem if you have the chametz of an akum. But if it's real chametz, then maybe it's asur. On the other hand, Sa'ar has the chumrah, it can make other things chametz. Regular chametz doesn't have that chumrah, that's why they say we need two psukim. Rabbi Yosef Glili disagrees. So says the Gemara, should we perhaps say that this question, when the Torah says loy soichel in any form, is issa hanor, is a machloikis tanoim? The Torah says, when the Torah says about chelev, it can be used. What is the Torah teaching us with these words? I would think that you could use it in the base of Migdash. You could use chalif. But for a private person using chalif, it ought to be asr. Chalif can be used for all purposes. Divrei, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva disagrees, and he says that chalev is, we need a special limud for chalev that's mutter b'hanor for hedjet, because that pasuk of chalev nevela yasa l'cha melacha is coming to teach us for hilchas tuma that chalev is not matama like a nevela shiyachol. But if I would have the pasuk alone, I would say l'melachas hedjet yetar. Only it's not matama chulin. However, l'melachas gevoya kachim chalev of nevela yetame, because as we learned earlier in our masechta, when we speak about kachim, the halachas of tuma are much stricter. We learned that by kodesh tuma goes all the way up to a revi, by chulin it only goes up to a sheni. So before the Gemara delves into this machlokes, the Gemara says that both of these manda amrim actually agree that chalev is mutar b'hanor, and both of them agree that chalev of nevela is not matama at all. The machlokes is just what the pasuk is teaching us. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Glili, l'tumah tahara lo yitzukra, that a chalev is not matama, I don't need a pasuk. Ki yitzukra, I only need a pasuk, l'sav heter. Rabbi Kiva says, isav heter lo yitzukra, that chalev may be used for hanor, I don't need a pasuk. Ki yitzukra, the entire pasuk gets needed, l'tumah tahara. So what is the machlokes? My la b'hokumufki. The Rabbi Yosi sover lo soichlu mashma bein issa bechila bein issa b'hanah. That when the Torah uses lo soichlu in any of its forms, it means both an issa chila and issa hanah. Therefore, ki yasa kra, when the pasuk comes and says l'mishri yasul chal malacha, it must be coming to teach us that it's mutter b'hanah. L'mishri nevela b'hanah hudasa. That's teaching us that it's mutar b'hanor. Rekiva sava is achila mashma v'sa'anor loy mashma. The Torah said the word loy soichlu. So according to Rekiva, it would never include an issa hanor. Since it never included an issa hanor, I don't need a posik to tell me that it's mutar b'hanor. Why would I need a posik that it's mutar b'hanor? It must be the posik is l'tum v'tahara asa. So we see that isn't this the machlokes? If the word loy soichlu includes an issa hanor or not, says the Marloy, that's not the way we necessarily have to explain. We could say the kula alma, everybody's in agreement, loy soichlu means bein issa achila bein issa hanor. V'hocha, what is the machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Kiva? V'hocha b'hokunufki. Rabbi Yosef Aglili sova shehotra nevela, when the Torah says that nevela is mutar b'hanor. He, as we discussed in our previous year, the Torah says he hutra. Only the nevela itself is mutar b'hanor. Chelva v'gida, the chelav and the gid aren't included in that heter. So therefore, ki yitzur kra, so now we need a pasuk by chelav of nevela, la'eta hanor hudasa, that's mutar b'hanor. Kiva soiva, shehotra nevela, when the Torah in the previous year said that we may have hanor from nevela, chelva v'giva nat hutra. All parts of that nevela a mutter. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to have hanor from chalev. Therefore, v'chietzur kra, I need a pasuk for tumah tahara. Ask the Gemara, or Rabbi Yosef Aglili, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that holds that the chalev is not included with the rest of the nevela. Ask the Gemara, ashkechan chalev d'shai rechman b'hanor. So now we have a pasuk that says that we're allowed to have hanor from the chalev. But how do we know, asked the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the Gid Anosha, which Rabbi Yosef Aglili is also saying, is not included with the rest of the nevela. Name of the Asur. Maybe the Gid should be Asur B'Anor. One Teretz, suggests the Gemara, Ibe Yisayma, as we quoted Rav Shimon's opinion in yesterday's shir. Rav Shimon's opinion is that indeed the Gid is Hachanami D'Asur. Ibe Yisayma, Maisel Kav Chaymer. The way he's going to come to that conclusion that the chalev or the gid of a gid anosha is mutar b'hanor, he says the following kal v'chomer. Umah chalev she'onesh karus. There's a chiv karus for eating chalev. Still, we're learning it's mutar b'hanor. Gid she'en onesh karus. There is no chiv karus. Lo'kosh gid. Certainly, it's only chiv malchus. So certainly there shouldn't be Isser, there certainly should not be an Isser Hano. Ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon Dasser, Rav Shimon, who says that the Gid Anosh is also Bano, because he held that Ein Begidin, as we learned in our previous year, Ein Begidin Menois and Tam, and therefore the Gid Anosh is not considered Basar, and therefore it's not included with the rest of the Novela. Why doesn't he learn the Kavachoymer that the Gemara just learned from Chalif? Answers the Gemara, because Rav Shimon holds that this Kavachoymer can be refuted. Because Ikla Mifrach, Mal Chalif Shekein Hutta Mechlola. There are places that Chalif is not Osir at all. Eitzel Chaya. Mid the Raisa, only the Chalif of a Behema is the Osir, not the Chalif of a Chaya. Taimer, the Gid, whereas the Gid, Loi Hutta Mechlola Eitzel Chaya, it's never Mutter. And therefore, we can't learn Gid, even though it's not the same level of Isser, it's only an Isser Lav, not an Isser Karis, we can't learn it from Chalif. Vidach, why would Rabbi Yosef Glili answer to this question? Behema Kamin, we're speaking about Behemoth. And Behema, Lo Yistri, there's never a time that the Chalif is Mutter, and therefore, and even though it's an Isser Karis, it's Mutter, but no, certainly the Gid. As the Shara Melech, that why is the Gemara saying that Chalev is Hutta Mechlola? Sometimes Chalev is Mutter, we just said by Chai V'Oif, whereas the Gira Nosha is never Mutter. As the Shara Melech, the halacha is that there is no din of Gira Nosha by birds. So if there's no Gira Nosha by birds, so we see that it's also Hutta Mechlola. Sometimes it's Mutter. So the Shaila Meshev answers that the reason there's no problem of Gid Anosha by a bird is not because the Torah excluded birds from the din of Gid Anosha. Rather, the reason is because that's not the Gid, the bird doesn't have a Yerech. It's not considered Gid Anosha. So therefore, it's not that it's Mutter, it's just not possible. It doesn't have a Gid Anosha that should be Asur. Ask the Gemara, Michti, a Sfinukolani Kral. We learned all of these psukim that we asked questions of Avua, who says Leisoichlu means an Issa Hana, and these different subjects that we discussed, we were able to answer why they are Mutter B'Hana, even though it says Leisoichlu. So now, ask the Gemara, Chizki V'Avua B'Mai Pligi. The Gemara wants to know, where is the machloik between Chizki and Avua? B'chomet Pesach V'Livet Rabbanim. One possibility, according Chomet Pesach, according to the Rabbanim, who hold the Chomes of Pesach is Osbano, v'shiv b'shar haniskel v'liv debirko, or by shar haniskel, as we discussed in the previous year. Now, Chizki nafkalim of lo yachol. Chizki will learn that they're Osbano from the word lo yachol. Ravu nachol leim nevela. Ravu is going to learn it from nevela. But ask the Gemara, that is only a difference in the way they're learning the halacha. But michti, bein lamar, bein b'lamar, Chizki and Ravu will both agree that Chomets b'Pesach and Shara Niskel are also b'Hano. So the Gemara wants to know, my b'nai, what is the practical halachic nafkamina between these two opinions? Answers the Gemara, Ike b'nai chulun shenishchtu b'Azara. The nafkamina will be regarding chulun that were slaughtered b'Azara, where we had Machloikas, Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir said that Nevela comes to teach us that we're allowed to use all of Nevela. That's where Rabbi Avuah learned that without a special heter, everything is always Asa B'Hana. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we couldn't make such a diik. He says that the Torah said it that way because of Dvarim K'Ksavim, that you have to specifically give a nevela to a ger or sell it to a nochri. So, Chizki Yisavar, Lo Yo'achol, when the Torah says, Lo Yo'achol, L'mote Hani. Oisa is coming to Lamuti Chulun Shanishkta Bazara. When the Torah says the word Oisa in the passage of Trefa, it comes to say that Chulun Shanishkta Bazara don't apply, that they're the Chulun Shanishkta Bazara also Bana. Vusava also Lamuta Hani, and Chulun Shanishkta Bazara, that the Issa Ana of Chulun Shanishkta Bazara, Lav Daraisa, he holds, is not an Issa Daraisa.